that the words you say sometimes? I mean, who talks like that? 98 KUPD.
Even been excited about it.
Yeah.
It's because I do not want to see any of this new album live.
And they mix them in, so they're not like back-to-back or anything, so it's kind of cool.
Because to me, there's nothing worse than a Phish concert breaking out at a Tool show. I don't want 15-minute dirges of, you know, okay, I know you're really good at playing your instruments, and we've known that for a long time. That's why we're here.
They got all the hits in there, 46 and 2, Enema.
That'll work.
Parabola, Schism.
It'll be a good show. For a Tool fan, it's going to be absolutely monumental because they haven't been around for so long. So it'll be fun. Tool fans are going to eat it up. Maybe last minute will change my mind. But I've got Band Wednesday night.
What about you, Brady? You're sending your wife?
She's going for sure.
Without you?
Most likely.
Do you have Band too?
Do you want to come by and play tambourine? I've got bedtime.
Bedtime? No.
I'm already planning Wednesday's bedtime? Yeah. Yeah, I plan
that
it out.
Really forward.
I plan
thinking.
It out on Sunday. Monday, yeah. I'll go to bed at this time.
So she's taking somebody that doesn't have a bedtime?
Yeah.
That's called a fun person. I'm taking someone fun.
Well, they'll be sorry when they don't have a bedtime, I'll tell you that.
That's rough. But you're just thinking of sleeping while that's going on.
Well, I was thinking that would be a late night. And then, again, I'm with you. I'm not that big of a...
You're not
a fan. I like them, but.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not something that's drawing me out. If it was a Friday show, I'd be there in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't want to. No school nights for Jimmy.
Yeah. The midweek shows get a little rough for you older you get.
Yeah. And even bedtime, because I can nap it off and be all right. It's just.
I'm not looking forward to driving out there in rush hour.
That's the other thing. That's the age in me. That's
a big part.
The part for me as being an old person now.
The process.
The parking and that driving. That never used to even be a concern for me. That never bothered me. We go to Compton.
It's tough when it starts happening that year. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I'm thinking about that.
Compton Terrace was one way in, one way out. It was miserable. We never thought about it. It was never a concern. Now, I'm not getting that goddamn rush. It's because you do it now.
You were young. You probably had some girl in the car you wanted to bang. Yeah. So you were with
her. Or you were going to go to a show to try to get laid.
Yeah, so you're looking at girls in cars
that
you want to bang.
We're going to try to bang them, follow them around for them.
You get weird stalkery walking around finding chicks.
I had a lady at, she just told me that I had, I'm not going to say where it was because it's a dead giveaway, and I don't want people at that place to think it was weird. She looked at me, and she goes, "You have a nice bottom." And I said, "Well, thank you, ma'am." And then she said, "It looks soft. May I?"
No way.
And I said, "Sure."
This happened.
And she took her finger and poked my butt. And she goes, "It's not." And I'm like, "Well, thank you again. Good day to you." And then we moved on with our lives.
Are you at Leisure World
again? Yes, I am. I'm hanging out at the spas. I'm pretending to be a pool man.
It was in the bank. You know,
it wasn't in the bank. If it was in the bank, I would have turned and said, "Ma'am, don't touch me." But it was people who were already, you know, intertwined in activity. It was just an odd moment. I've never had anybody ask me that before. I was sort of flattered and also thought, is she stealing my wallet? Is this one of those things where I'm distracted and then somebody else is taking my keys and I'm going to walk out and have no car?
And what would have happened if, you know... See, it wasn't. So it was just soft like she would. Oh, it is.
It's wildly soft.
There's just nothing there.
You're gross. You're disgusting. You're a pile of mayonnaise. Thank you. And then also, I have to say, I have to admit it. I got drug out through a friend, through a current investment I'm involved in, and through other just, you know, you're intertwined and sort of thing. I went to the season finale of the... Phoenix Rising. Ugh. And also...
Season finale.
Yeah, it's their last season.
Dollar beers?
This is it. I didn't have any.
Are they going to the playoffs?
Free for where we are. Oh, yeah, there's another game, but it was their home closer. It was the end of the season. They win the season. They had a big ceremony at the end. But I have it was the owner of the team is friends with another friend, and they're doing some things. And I was in, and we're like,
So this is your first... Because Brady and I have been. You've been, right, Brady?
I have not.
Oh, you haven't?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was on the field, which made it better. Like, I got to be
really
on the field. That's, yeah, the owner gets
I think I could have gone down to the field. I don't think
it was sold out.
Was it really?
Completely sold out. Yeah, it was.
I went 2 years ago. So
yeah, when nobody cared. No, you can, I was literally like, there's a special section on the field for like a VIP thing. All the drinks are free and everything.
Are the crazy drum guys still over there?
The Bandidos are still there. And then one guy in the front row behind me as we're walking around on the field goes, "Hey, Try not to have a good time, America's sweetheart. And I turned to him like, don't worry about it. I won't. It's soccer. It's
you didn't
impossible.
Get a scarf? You're
no,
not hooked?
I didn't. I did not. I did, though, enjoy one moment of the Phoenix Rising game. I liked the people I was with, and they were just, I mean, absolutely housed when I found them. When I got there, I'm like, oh, boy, this is bad. One guy was just like, hey, man. He wasn't saying full sentences. He was introducing ideas of what sentences could be with the words ad-lib in the middle. He's like, man, we were going to ad-lib. Then he's just looking at me like, oh, I have to finish your thought? Okay.
Fill in the blank.
I would fill in the blank. It was hilarious. But so I'm watching. But right there when you're on the field and there's that little barrier, one little tiny soccer man came flying around the corner, and some giant soccer guy just kind of throws his hip out just a little. And the dude did a flop, like, oh, he's going to do one of them soccer flops. But he didn't realize how close he was to the side. And I thought those barriers were mobile. They're not. And his head went into that thing. And it made a noise, and I'm like, oh, a real soccer injury. This guy's literally hurt.
It's hard to tell sometimes.
Did they spray him off?
This one it wasn't.
And he got back in?
No, he was concussed. He was and so I'm standing right next to the thing, and the guy's like maybe 5'3". And then they argued in Kenyan or something, he and the guy. It was a great fight. Like, they started to argue, but it wasn't in anything close to anything I've ever heard in my life. So I'm like, that was a highlight. Outside of that, it was soccer. It was like being at a high school soccer game with a lot of people. But I did like their setup down there at that bottom end, because it was just I had my money out, and they have this like big hat. And I'm like, I just want a vodka soda with some lemon. And the guy pours it, and he goes, here you go. And I'm standing there waiting for him to say how much it is. And he goes, it's yours. I'm like, oh, then I'll have another one. Give me two of those. And I put my money back, and I threw it in the hat. You know, later I was giving them. But they just hand you drinks. I'm like, well, this is extremely good. The Suns VIP, they have that food set up, but you still got to pay for drinks. I'd rather flip-flop that because I don't need all that food. But the drinking part's amazing. They charge you like $20 a drink in the Suns VIP. Rising, need the money. They're handing it out like nobody's business.
And they have, yeah, the dollar beers.
The dollar beers
are for the regular people.
That's, I will say that as far as marketing a sport, that would make me go back because I'm like, oh, it's all free?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll come back to this. I didn't pay a penny. I gave the guy $20 for the tip, but I mean,
I didn't pay for your tickets.
Nah, I didn't pay for
it. Look at that. It's a free night out.
It's a really nice night out. I will say their parking situation is one of the worst I've ever been a part of.
The dust.
The dust. B, the management of how to get you in and out of there is a nightmare. And so, yeah, they've got some things to work on, but you know, they had the big celebration at the end. And then the little guy that whacked his head was walking by us at the end, and the owner's like, hey, can we get a picture? And he's holding the championship cup for, I don't know what he had, but I could have made it in sixth grade class. It was the worst trophy I've ever seen. It looked like if Kirby came home and said, I made this for you, Daddy, you'd be like, oh, that's, or Dad, I guess. I would say,
the clay cup?
Yeah, it was clay. It had like paint on it, and they're holding it. It's got a nice little foundation, but that they bought. And this little guy who just is 5'2", I'm in a picture somehow or another. With the Rising
in the winner's circle.
Yeah, I'm in that. I've literally witnessed zero of their season, and there I am celebrating with the team. It was great.
Did you send it to Ian? You should have. You would have been upset.
No, somebody did ask me, though, and said, you know, Ian used to be part of this. And I'm like, yeah. And I said, what happened there? And he goes, well, iHeart came along, threw a bunch of money at us. And I'm like, oh, so you guys didn't. Yeah, no, iHeart really wants to be part of it. It didn't seem like you guys did. And I'm like, we didn't. Don't worry about it. We'll be fine. Let iHeart waste their money on this. And I didn't realize I'm talking to the owner's co-owner's co-owner.
Wait a minute. iHeart's paying them?
iHeart is involved somehow. And yes, I think. Yeah.
How does that?
Well, I know one of the guys over there at Bonneville was fighting tooth and nail to get it on their HD channels.
Just like, you know, you pay to cover the Diamondbacks.
Nah,
or
it's not,
the
not like
Diamondbacks
that.
Diamondbacks or the Cardinals.
Understand. That they figure there's a way they can make money off of this.
Yeah. When he said iHeart threw a bunch of money at us, I'm like, well, that's not going to happen from our company. We are evidently well run because there's absolutely no reason to do that.
So you just went there, made jokes at everybody the whole time.
And I'm talking to people that I don't even realize are all like owners of the team. Like every other guy I'm talking to, I'm like, well, this.
And they're still giving you free drinks.
This is an absolute show. Nobody really cares about this. If they weren't winning, no one would come. The guy's like, well, we got to hope for more wins. I'm like, I guess. I don't know. I'm never coming back.
What's their record?
They won like 23 games in a row.
Really?
They had a ridiculous season.
Smooth enough that you weren't the wet blanket. And
well, the best part was I hopped out of my car alone. I get out, and the girl next to me goes, "Holmberg?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And she goes, "What are you doing here?" I'm like, "What are the odds this happens?" I'm like, "You're going to be like one of – and two people that recognize me both know how much I bag soccer." And she goes, "I saw the Jeep." And I'm like, "That's a nice Jeep." And then you got out. She goes, "Why are you here?" Like they thought, "Oh, I'm here to firebomb the entire event. I'm gonna hang out with the owners and then
wait a tick.
Tell all of them that I don't like their product all that much." It is kind of a nice what they have for the people in the VIP thing was better than most sporting events. I'll say that because it wasn't sponsored by some company. Like my dad's company has the box seats at the Suns or used to. I don't know if they do anymore. Had the Suns games. And you'd always go up there, and his company had to pay for everything. And if they didn't, you'd have an empty suite with no drinks. You'd have a waiter come along and go, "We'll have a six-pack of Mick Ultra." It's like, $143, please. I'm like, "What?" Well, like, they fee you to death on a sixer. Like, it's bottle service. Your bottle's $125. I'm like, jeez.
The best is games outside of when the playoffs come around. Or there's, "Wait a minute, this is our suite." "Yeah, but you got to buy the tickets."
Yeah,
it starts over.
You buy
again.
The suite with a massive amount of money. The tickets are not included, so it's pretty amazing. It was
they had 24 wins.
Yeah, they were good.
24 wins, 6 D's. I guess that's draws. 4 L's.
That's losses. 6 D's, huh?
6 D's. Yeah,
it's a tough one. Yeah, it was soccer. Soccer was happening. What I was most impressed with was, and this is something I thought the NFL needs, and I told my buddy Craig who was with me, and Craig turns to me after I'm talking to the owners. He goes, "I had no idea you hated soccer as much as you do." And I'm like, "What, is that coming off of me?" And he goes, "It's all you've talked about." And I'm like, "Is it really?" I said, "I'm sorry, I didn't know. You're talking to the owners of the team." And I'm like, "They know not everybody likes it." I'm holding their drinks. I've got a VIP badge that says owner, and I'm smashing everything. What I did think, though, was like the NFL could use this. The referees in soccer are athletic as hell. Like, these dudes are former soccer players that blew a knee up or something that can't play, that still want to be out there. And those dudes can keep up with the game. They're flying around. And then watching football yesterday, yeah, I'm like,
got the ancients out
there.
Yeah,
you need somebody else. I mean, this kid that was running the sideline in soccer in front of me was blazing fast. Like, I mean, those guys would take off, and he's with them in like a Kenyan marathon trot. He is right with the game. And his job, as I could tell, is the only one doing it, was to stay even in parallel with where the ball is from the sideline position and look across. And there's another one on the other side.
So they move around a little better than 6-year-old lawyers.
They move. I don't know if they're like being like starved to death and they get paid in food and they have to perform because there was something riding on it for them. They were flying around.
I don't know. It's pretty good when you have a 6-year-old lawyer in the one corner of the end zone and then another 6-year-old lawyer at the other side, 10 yards apart.
Yeah.
And the interference call comes from the other end of the end zone.
Yeah. NFL's got
they still miss it. Let's get together. I didn't see
it. NFL's a mess when it comes to it. It's hard to watch. When your team's not in it, I'm watching games yesterday. I'm like, this is a rough product to sit through. I decided to say, let's see what you would do with just a football game. Two teams I couldn't be more disinterested in, the Bills and the Dolphins. Oh, my God. They should give everyone their money back. There was nothing about that. If that was the first football game ever, you'd be like, yeah, they'll work out the kinks. Maybe there's something here because it looked like the first football game ever. It was awful. And there's people cheering and screaming in the crowd. I'm like, man, this is a mess. There's nothing
about
this.
That's how much they love the game there.
No, it's again, it comes back to them preying on your loyalties. You are literally cheering for colors. It was a just abysmal game. I can't blame it. Dolphin fans just don't go anymore. But, oof. So, yeah, and then, you know, you try to tune into another. Like, even the Cardinals-Giants game was a sloppy mess.
The Niners-Skins.
Oh, I can't imagine. Well, that's at least you got to blame the weather.
And it's fun to watch hydroplaning.
Yeah,
and
yeah. Dudes playing in puddles is cute and fun. I don't know. That's the gayest I'll ever be. But it's the gayest moment of my life was yesterday going, oh, boy, those boys look like they're having a good time. They're all wet. Sliding around in the water, but 9-0. Who's watching that? Yeah, but football's got itself a problem. Soccer's got them beat there. Woo. Those dudes can move, those refs. It was good. But
look
thanks,
at you. You
thanks,
might be no, wearing no, no, the no. colors. No, season tickets
no,
next week,
no, no,
next year?
No. Still the biggest problem. Soccer game in the middle of it. I really enjoyed like the
Being on the pitch
being,
was nice.
Yeah, out on the field. I call it a field. Out on the field there. And then everybody says the soccer stuff. I'm going to get one of their kits. I'm like, ugh, it's a shirt or a jersey here. You're in the States. But they call them kits in soccer. Well, I call you a dick in soccer. It's the same thing. It's the exact same thing. Want to go over and look at kits? No.
I tried getting into it. Wasn't working, though. My daughter was playing soccer at the time, so I thought she might be interested.
And you're like, the dollar beer thing, that's not bad.
No.
Dollar beers will get you
mad. I tolerate a couple of games.
Yeah.
I will say that they've got that alcohol thing spread. They learned that from the old Warner Brothers cartoons when nobody wanted to see the singing frog. Like, nobody's coming in. Free beer. Boom, place is packed. So they've got you there. And those banditos keep it moving. That is kind of an interesting passion to have for minor league soccer.
It's their performance.
It's a little annoying after a while.
It's they don't know many songs. I turned to one of the owners and I said, this is the very reason I can't watch college sports, is because the band won't shut up and it tends to be the same sound. After a while, it's just this droning nonsense. And he's like, oh, they're passionate. And I'm like, for minor league soccer.
Who is this guy?
There had to be a ton of that going on behind my back. There had to be like, who brought that bald asshole?
Why do you even come out
why
here?
Why is this guy here? He doesn't want to be here. I'm here for the friendships. And then the best part is me posing with players afterwards. I just don't care. I assume they were fans of mine. Oh, you want a picture? Okay. Do you even speak the language? Hi.
Who's their big player now? Is it that one
the midget
Bono guy? I don't know. What the hell is
that? No, Drogba.
He died of old age on the pitch.
They had to put him down.
Yeah, they put a blue tent out and sprayed him until he was frozen.
Who's their superstar now, John, now that you're a big rising guy?
The midget that hit his head on the side. That's the one I like the most.
He was in the picture. He must have been.
They must be good.
Yeah. He's just the only player that
they scored a goal, and Jeff Munn is the stadium announcer, and he's the one who always talks crazy. And he goes, that's another goal by Keith. And the whole crowd goes, blah, 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 Keith, blah, 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 Keith, blah, blah, blah. So I didn't learn anybody's name because the crowd chants it. I don't know what's going on.
You got Keith.
I made Keith up. I don't remember what Jeff was saying either.
He was drunk.
Jeff was like, I hate it here. They pay me $45 to announce Rising Games. Thanks, iHeart. Yeah, so I went to a Rising Game Friday. But that dude goes, what was it, man? WNBA had the night off or something, and I'm like, yeah, it was the second choice for me between this and having sex with everyone in the WNBA, so that's the only reason I'm standing here. Are you an owner of the team as well? But I went. Now I can bash it with a first-hand experience. But it was tough to bash. They put on a nice little program out there.
Are they making money for the owners?
I didn't talk to anybody about that.
Yeah, that would have been fun.
Yeah.
What are your books looking like?
They're doing well. I mean, these guys are all loaded up. These are not like house poor investors. These guys are like, sure, I'll throw a little money at a soccer team.
That doesn't mean that they're making any money.
No,
with
no, no. I don't think they care.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those deals.
It's a fun thing to do.
It's a hobby. And this year, I think they did, to be honest, because they had such a big year and people started to show up. They can't compete. It's summertime when they play. A lot of the time, that's too hot to play. The sun goes down at 8:30 and the game starts at 7. It's 108 the entire time.
Yeah, that's.
That's their big bugaboo. They've got to fix that.
It's okay to go play or watch now, but yeah, early in the season.
Friday was beautiful. Yeah. It was amazing. The
whole weekend was.
Yeah, Friday night, though, standing. I had a sweatshirt on. I'm like, it's kind of chilly down here. It's 6:06. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? A good one and start off this glorious day and could be an all week of Tool up to Wednesday for the big show, Tool Week. Get it all loaded up and ready to go, and we'll wake up together. It's 98 KUPD. Call, I didn't give a number, 585-9800. Wake us up.
Big, red, badass.
What? What did you just say?
Badass. 98 KU.